No. Was that one? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Alochet. Ezo haboshes. What's boshes? I'll call it the mibayish from mizbayish. Now, this is a boshes when you embarrass somebody, right? Obviously, you embarrass the girl in this case. So everything is dependent on who, in general, not just over here, but anytime it's dependent on who's doing the embarrassing and who's being embarrassed. Okay? And that's how we assess the payment of boshes. And I'm always going to expand that a little bit. Pagam, in terms of pagam, which is not to say there's nezek. Nezek is the damage, right? Pagam is devaluation. Roin oso ki'ilu yishivcha ninkeres b'shuk. We look at this girl, how she was sold as a slave in the marketplace. Kama yisa yofa, how much she would have been worth the selling before, but kama yofa now, how much she's worth to sell now. Knas, however, shabi b'chol adam. The fluctuate. So does nezek when there's nezek, when you pay damages. However, knas is always equivalent. It's always the $50. B'chol sheyesh lo mikitzu min haTorah, and anything which is given to set some in the Torah itself, shabi b'chol adam is always equivalent, no matter who the individual is. Says the Gemara, lo dam mevayish es agodol, lo mevayish es akotan. There's no comparison between somebody who embarrasses a great man and somebody who embarrasses a small man. In other words, a great man's embarrassment when he's embarrassed is far greater than a small person's embarrassment when he's embarrassed. Than a small person, right? In other words, your stature contributes to the sense of embarrassment and degradation that you feel. Similarly, lo dama mizbayish min agodol, there's no comparison between somebody who is embarrassed by a person who's greater, and a person is embarrassed by a person who's of lesser stature. Obviously, to be embarrassed, well, it's not obvious, but it seems that to be embarrassed by a person of greater stature is more of an indignity, right, than to be embarrassed by a person of lesser stature. Albeit, however, that's not at all clear, because the Moshe Carbonado offered various different interpretations here. Other possibilities, but that's the way it seems, the most simple interpretation. Venisco. Now, the word nezek here seems to be out of place, because there is no nezek really here. So the question is, what exactly would nezek mean? So the Korban Eidah learns it's going on boshes, which is the type of conversation here, right? Embarrassment. The emotion learns it's going on pagam, on her lesser status as a, when she slave, sold as a slave. The Ben Aryeh at the bottom says that it's going on nezek itself. And he's saying that there's such a concept nezek, which is relative. Normally, we say nezek is, well, you know, what your arm is worth. But if you, let's say the guy takes off your arm, but obviously there are various different works for an arm. A person's a concert pianist. Then nezek is greater than if a person is, consultant, right? So then he doesn't have to do that much with his arm. So everything is relative to what you do. So therefore you have a concept of boshes hagodol merubeh, the embarrassment which a great person suffers is great. However, his nizko, his damage is muat, is less. In other words, he's really not worth that much. His arm isn't worth that much. Whatever it is, not worth that much. So therefore, that's not the great. The payment of nezek is not comparable to payment of boshes, right? On the other hand, boshes ha-katan memuot, the boshes of the katan of a small person is relatively small. How much can be embarrassed? He has not that much stature to begin with. Nevertheless, nizko merubeh, if he's damaged, let's say you cut off his arm and his trade was as a porter, right? Which would be generally a poor person's type of trade, menial labor. So, and of course, the nezek is very great because the damage to him is far greater as a result of the whatever wound he suffered. Okay, halacha tes.
The third thing is boshes.
There's actually five things: nezek,
portion,
which is the damage, right. Tsar, the pain which you suffer. We had that in previous case. Boshes, embarrassment. Pgam, which is your lesser value. And then there's also Ripui, the cost it takes to heal you.
Ripui?
Yeah, which of course is not relevant here in this case. Yeah. Okay? Komakom Shesh Mecher Ein Knas. Anytime you can sell a girl, you don't get a fine if she's raped or seduced. Komakom Shesh Liesh Knas. Any place where there is a Knas, where you would get a fine, Ein Mecher, you can't sell the girl into slavery. Meaning, Kitana Yesh La Mecher, a girl who's under 12, she can be sold, Ein La Knas, but if she undergoes a rape or seduction, there is no Knas. There's no fines. Nara Yesh La Knas, a Nara, a girl between 12 and 12 and a half, has a Knas, there is a fine if she's raped or seduced, Ein La Mecher, she can't be sold. Habugeres, when she's over 12 and a half, lo knas, lo mecher, there's no fine in case of rape and seduction, nor can she be sold. Rabbi Chiya b'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, now there are a lot of typos in the Gemara here, so just tag along. Rabbi Chiya b'Shem Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Meir, this is going like Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah. Baran Kabbanan, however, like Rabbanan, there's a case in her history when yesh mecher v'knas ka'acha, she can't be sold. And if she's raped or seduced, her father does receive a knas. How so? Now let's expand on that. Karabi Meir, Kornei Meir, Mibas Yomer, from the time she's one day old, Va'ad, until it should be, instead of Shol Shoyim Yomecha, not until she's 3 years and one day, Va'ad Shetavi Shtei Sa'aros, but until she gets two hairs, which is a sign of adulthood, Yesh Lamecha, she could be sold. Ve'la knas. She doesn't get knas if nor her husband's father does not get knas if she's undergoes ones or pitui, rape or seduction. And the next one also should be mishivio shtei saros. Once she gets two hairs, and she's an adult, achetivko until she becomes 12 and a half, yesh lo knas. So in that case, if somebody has relations with her, then there is a knas, there is a fine. Ve'en lemecher, she can't be sold. Because above 12, she can't be sold. Bogeres, a girl who's above 12 and a half, lemecher may not be sold by her father, ve'lo knas, nor does she get a knas in a case of pitui or ones. Now, that's like Remeir. However, Rabbanan, like the Rabbanan, who are Remeir.
Does that mean lemecher, lo knas, to the father or even to the woman?
Well, according to even to her, and this is going even to her, knas is only for Nara, not to Bogeris. Even for her, no knas. Kirabonan, Rabbanan argue they hold me bas yoima from the time she's born, bad shol shayim v'yemechon until she's 3 in a day. So then it should be yesh lo mecher vein lo knas, opposed to mecher knas keachas. Should be yesh lo mecher vein lo knas. She can be sold, but there's no knas in case of onus or pitui. Because they're pursuing come back, right? The time she's 3 years and one day, until she has two hairs, it should be mecheru knas keechot, not yesh lo mecher ben knas, rather, she can be both sold and she receives knas, even as a ketana. She receives a knas. Actually, the knas doesn't go to her. Of course, the knas goes to father. Once she gets 2 years until she becomes 12 and a half, lo mecher, there's nor sale, nor there's any knas. Right? You're stuck. Says the Gemara, Tam, team went over there. Habal na ram ros. If somebody has relations with a girl who's betrothed, eino chayav, he's not liable, ad she en nara. Unless she's a Nara, which means she's over 12 and below 12 and a half. Bisula, the first time around. Murasa, who's betrothed, Bevesabia, in her father's house. Balash night. And if two people have relations, there, as we learned last night, Harisha, and the first guy still gets Skila, but Hashem, the second guy already gets Chenek, because by that time she's been downgraded to a Ba'ula, right? Even though it wasn't her own husband, but she's been downgraded, therefore the son guy only gets suffocated then. Much more pleasant. Rabbi Yasser Shem Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Loza said, the Rabbi Meir, this is going like Rabbi Meir, However, Baram Krabonim, but according to Rabbanan, she doesn't have to be a Nara. Afilu Ktana, even if she's a minor, there's still people are put to death for having had relations with her. My time, what's the reason? Now here it says, I may have a tribute to Rabbanan, or the old and freshman changer. My time to Rabbanan, what's the logic of Rabbanan? Who say that even when she is under 12, nevertheless, even though she's under 12, there's still the penalty of skila. The penalty is stoning, right? You don't have to be 12 and a half for the penalty. 12 for the penalty to be stoning. How do we know that? My time about a naro chaser ksiva parsha. It says in the parsha, wherever it mentions naro, it says a naro without a hay. Okay? So what if it says naro without a hay? That means even if she's I made a mistake. Sorry. Made a mistake. Let me go back two lines. Rabbi Yasser, Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rechia, Shem Lezer, Rabbi Mary. Let's go ahead. Krabonin. Viran Krabonin. I feel Katana, even Katana has a Knas. Right? Even if the Rabbi Mary's one that says a Knas only goes to girls over 12, not stoning. The Knas only goes to girls over 12. Rabbanan hold the Knas even goes to a girl who's below 12. My time there again, what's the reason Rabbanan? Naro chaser ksiya parsha. Even though it says Naro, which indicates between 12 and 12 and a half, it says the word Naro chaser, meaning the final hay. So since meaning the final hay, it's coming to note that even a woman, actually even a girl who's a Ktana, also gets a Knas. Even she's not fully a Naro yet. She doesn't have the hay at the end. Says the Gemara, Mamakai again here the unfortunate change. Maikaim Rabbi Meir Nara. How does Rabbi Meir learn the Nara without the hay? What is it coming to teach us quite him? Revo Rabbi Shem Lakish. Revo's the name Rabbi Shem Lakish will tell you. Nara Achashlema Ksil Parsha. Once it says Nara with the hay. And that's why Moshe Shemra, by a person who says bad things about his wife, right? Limda it call it parsha, so that array teaches us the entire parsha, even when it says Nara missing a hay, she bigdola, that story about an adult girl. So therefore the premise is every four is incorrect. Obviously if it's talking even about an adult girl, so then since that's the case, it's telling us that it's telling us that there's only knas by girls of age 12, right? Mesa by Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Rabbanan.
So,
no, this,
the fact that it's not
chasser
once tells us that
the
Rabbanan is according to Rabbanan, that only Gedola gets knas?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Only though gets knots going to Meir. Going to Rabbanan, Rabbanan argue. Meisra Meir Rabbanan. So Meir asks Rabbanan the following question. Hare Moti Shemra. What about person Moti Shemra? Person who says bad things about his wife. Hare Ksibo Nara. There it also says Nara Vigadoila. And there must be told, however, about a woman who's running an adult. They ain't Katana Niskelis. Because it says that if it comes out that she's true and she wasn't a Psula, she gets stoned, right? Well, if she's a Ktana under 12, what are you going to stone her? You can't stone her. She's not Basonchi. She's not susceptible to punishment yet. So if that's the case, how can you say whenever it says Nara without an hay, it means a girl who's under 12. There, it's clearly talking about a girl over 12 because she's stoned, and yet it says Nara without an hay. So Mama didn't wear a Rabbanan. What did Rabbanan do with that? The Rabbanan Amre, the Rabbanan say, Rabbanan say about this. Rabbi Rabbanan said the potter explained shepoa lea derech zachrus. That's say about a case where he had relations with her the improper way. Derech zachrus means to the other side. So since he had relations with her derech zachrus, so there in that case we say that wait a second. No, problem is it's Motsu Shemra. Yeah, I think what he's trying to say is like this. Right. So, what?
Corbinator says, Afiluhachi.
No, I think, but that doesn't make sense. I think it's the opposite. I think it means that it's coming to preclude. It's when it says here, when it says they're not raw, it means it has to be that you add relations with her in the normal fashion, because otherwise you cannot tell that she's a psula or not. So you can't say have relations in either way. Instead, knows that she's a psula or not a psula. So therefore, I think there's actually a mute of Mars giving. Even though it sounds like a reboot, to include something, I think it's actually a mute. And the Mora is saying, Mavner, Abon Amr, Abiyam, Dipotish, Bolet, Deral, Zachos, means the only way that you can know whether it's actually true or not is if he had full relations with her, right? So Deral, Zachos is not good. Deral, Zachos is precluded, because it says, Nara once with the hay, it means you have to have full relations with her as if she's a complete Nara. Right, not to go through some other orifice. So therefore, that's a narakisha that's got to be not Derek Zachrus. So the possibility of Derek Zachrus is he can't be a multi shamer because he's not believed.
So
Derek Zachrus means like you would do in a homosexual relationship.
No, the whole thing with skila and not skila.
Yeah, you only get skila when it's the first time on the betrothed girl.
Oh, the betrothed girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the second time, and not in a married girl.
I missed the betrothal.
Oh, you got it yesterday.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
memory is failing 24 hours at this point.
Yeah, I'm flying.
Okay, they say it gets worse. Okay. You should know, it's the second time around.
I don't remember
the first time around?
I feel this way the first time around. The first time around.
Okay.
Shouldn't say that.
Says Gemara, right, Yaakov bar kumi rav. Yes, our rav. Ha'boa ktana mau. You have relations with a ktana. Now this ktana, she's been married. She's married off by her father. But it says in Pasuk, in order to get skila, what do you have to be, Mr. Zuger?
Betrothed.
Nara means over 12, right? Mesula, right? First time around. Virgin, right? So what happens if a girl is a ktana, Mesula Murasa? A betrothed, virgin, but under 12. No, it's Mara asked. Mara says, Mara's question, I'm not asking, it's a rhetorical question. You didn't have to answer it. Armalay, so he said, Beskila. You get stoned? Hapala Bukeris Mount. What if she's over 12 and a half, right? She's already over the hill. Armalay, so he said, no. Aniakra, I'll read you now for low Bukeris. Only an hour, not a Bukeris. It says, Mara, what are you talking about? Ukra Nara Veloktana. So say the same thing, Nara, not a young girl. Armalay, so he said back to him, look it. Don't you concede to me that by ktana there's knas? Now this is not like right mer, because mer is only knas, also begins only at 12. Where I said, don't you concede to me that like rabbana, the knas begins when she's a youngster as well? So if that, why is that? Because it says here in the pasuk tachas asher ino, but the korban eidah says it's the wrong pasuk, should be alvar asher ino. It's obviously one that's written one place, one's in the other place. But anyway, it's alvar asher ino. The rabbis is a ktana. They teach us that a ktana, now here it says the word knas, but the Korban Eidah takes out the word knas. But the point is the same. The point is that a ktana has all the status of a nara, right? Ukra, so too I should say, ukra asher kra advar asher ino, the rabbis is a bugaris. They should all be the same. What's the difference, right? So if there's a pasuk Alvar Sherina, which works to include a Kadana, so Alvar Sherina should also include Bulgaris. Amar Rav, so Rav said, you know what, it's a good taina. However, Avagav the Natsche Yaakov, even though Reb Yaakov was victorious bedin on logic, Halacha is, despite that, that it's exempt, that Habala Kadana Beskila, somebody who has relations with the Kadana, gets Skila. even though sometimes relations with the bogeres, a girl over 12 and a half only gets chenek. The Yiptura and the girl is exempt, of course. Rabbi Avraham, because she's a minor. Rabbi Avraham Shem Shmuel said, V'lama tribi lama lo shama la minato. Why did she...
Isn't that what Rabbi Yaakov
Barbo
said?
No, Rabbi Yaakov Barbo Taina, that is based on the psukim, which should be congruent.
You said that
Katana and Bulgaria should be the same. Whatever they are, they should be the same. So he's repudiating and he's saying, even though it's a good logic, because what difference should be between Katana and Bulgaria? The mice, we don't pass them the way they pass them, they're not the same. The Katana, if he has relations with the Katana, Besua Murasa, then it's Skila. If he has relations with a Bulgaris Nara Besula, a Bulgaris Besula Murasa, then it's only Chenek. Okay? So even though Rabbi Yaakov seemed to have won the Pasuk argument, we don't pass on him. That's what we're trying to say. Okay? Halacha. Halacha is Abba'a Ketana B'Skila. Fiptun, she's exempt. Rabbi Yaakov Mishem Shmuel said, are you really cold?
I'm coming out with a cold. Oh. I'm just not feeling well.
Because I'm hot. Rabbi. Yeah. Rabbi. Somebody came in the afternoon once. Excuse me. I don't know if I told you. So I came in the afternoon, and I was saying shiur without my jacket on. The afternoon shiur. Somebody came in, one of the locals, and he said, "I'm embarrassed for you that I could be saying shiur without wearing my jacket." So since then, I never take off my jacket in the afternoons. But the exception here. In Eretz Yisrael, yes, but not in America. America is very, very, very taboo to say shiur with a jacket. The first time when I came from Shalvim to Eretz Yisrael, so my cousin, who was an elder, who was a younger man, he took me to introduce me to Rabbi Ruderman, which is a disaster. It's a Sunday, other day, I'll tell you about it. It's an utter disaster. But in any event, but afterwards, he was severely reproached by some of his fellow Jungolite. They didn't come to me because I was just a greener off the street, that he took me over even though I wasn't wearing a jacket. Because you can't speak for the Rosh Hashiva if you're not wearing a jacket. So, anyway, but... No, I'm sure the Russian Rabbi Ruderman did not see whether I had a jacket or not. He was basically blind at that point. But in any event, okay. Although later on, actually, they did some surgery on his cataracts. I think his vision slightly improved. But okay. Yeah, says what? Rabbi Amashem Shmuel said, "V'lama should be v'lama lo shamal midla minado. Why didn't he hear? Why didn't he learn that from here?" It says, "Umeso yishashir shochavi molavado." It says, "The man who had relations with her, he dies by himself." We're talking about a case of rape. But obviously, the girl doesn't have a sin, right? What did she do wrong? Matam lom l'naro lo to send the wise men say you don't do anything to the girl. Kein l'naro chet moves because the girl had nothing, had no sin. So it's interesting. Here we really have the source for statutory rape, right? So it's going to tell us rather that the girl, if you have relations with a girl who is an ektana murasa, that you still get your skila, even though he patura, even though she's exempt because she's underage. Okay? But you got the statutory rape penalty of skila. Homer!
What's the deal with
Abe's Zonovan? Well, Abe's a special person tells that he gets Mises Aboel. Okay.
She could be ruling still for the
That's correct. That's that.
That's by the Nara. That's not by the Katana.
No, by the Katana. He's saying, Ainu Ilan Nara, Taneu Ilan Katana. It's about Nara Ba'onis, but that's obvious, right? She's onus. She was compelled, right? Yeah. So he made her in Nara Ba'onis, Ne'win in Lakdano, and even Bepito because of statutory rape. Okay, Omer Pitisi Bepito Shaploni. I seduce so and so's daughter. Mishalim Boshes Bagama Biatzmo. He pays the embarrassment and the damage in value based on his own confession. However, they know Mishalim, Lotashlume Kefa, Lotashlume Arba, Vachamisha. He doesn't pay I skipped. Sorry. Ben Mishan Knas. He doesn't pay the Knas defined based on his own admission, because it's a principle which we have throughout Shas, and really it's all here, that anybody who concedes a fine does not pay it. Okay? You concede a fine, you don't pay the fine. Concede it. Yeah, if you concede it before you come to court. If they have to schlep you to court before you confess it, you pay the fine. Mm-hmm. But if they confess it beforehand, then you don't have to pay it. Similarly, Omer Ganafti, somebody says I stole, Mishayim is scared, he pays the principal, Apiatzel based on his own mission, Veda Mishayim lo katashlumi kefa, but he doesn't pay the double if he stole in secret, lo katashlumi arachamishin, or the quadruple and quintuple if he stole in public, the opposite. No. Tashlumi kefa is stolen in secret, tashlumi arachamishin if he sold it or slaughtered it, right? Hemishor is plony. What if he says, my ox scored somebody to death? Or Shosha Ploni, or my ox scored another ox to death. Arayim Shalom Piyatzim, he pays based on his own confession. Hemi Shori Avdu Shaploni, if he says, my ox killed so-and-so's Evet, so-and-so's slave, Ayim Shalom Piyatzim, doesn't pay based on his confession, because that's like a fine, as Gemara will say. Zakah's general principle, Kom Shalom Yosef. Yosef Mashi, he's anybody who pays more than he damaged. And Mishan Piyatzim, he doesn't pay based on his own confession. Right now, the following Gemara, this entire Gemara till the end of the Perek, is not in the Bavli at all.
Can I just get something straight?
You can try.
Chatzi Nezek.
Why? That's the Bavli.
I know.
The Bavli has a lot of such a Chatzi Nezek Knasu.
Okay. So those, if the person
would
be
motive,
in the case
of... Chatzin Ezek,
he'd
be
Potter. Right.
Because it's Chatzin, I mean, it's all Machlekes in the Bavli. I forget between whom and whom. Well, it's a Chatzin Ezek when you pay for an ox the first time it gored half damages.
Right.
Whether that's Knas or not. I think we Potter, it is a Knas. Because Kol Momen Shein Mishtal Mosh, whenever you don't get precise damages, that's considered to be a Knas.
Okay?
But that's not the topic of the Bavli.
Really, even like Chatzin Ezek throwers, then.
Of course, yeah. Based on this principle, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure if they discuss it, because Chatzin Ezek throws a loch l'mosh misinah, so I don't remember what they say. But that is a discussion in the Bavli. Rabbi Yitzchak Shor, Rabbi Yitzchak asked, Ma'u Shishan D'mei Evin Piyatzmo. This is actually a very cool question, and as I said, the Bavli does not discuss it at all. When you kill an Evin, what do you have to pay? You kill somebody else's Evid, what do you have to pay? Your own Evid, he goes free. You kill somebody else's Evid, what do you have to pay? 30 shekels. 30 zoos, whatever it is. So 30 kesef. So Mashishan may have piyatza. If you admit you killed somebody else's slave, do you pay or do you get off the hook? Says, what are you asking? Kol shloshim knas. It's obvious because it says 30. You always pay 30, so that's a knas. So you should always be exempt if you concede. Says Mark Gevaldige Chilik. A great chilik. It says, Matzri Cholei. What's his question? Kosh Loshim Knas. Well, our question is all the entire amount of the 30 Knas? Oh, Yeser Midovav Knas. Or only that which is above and beyond his value. In other words, let's say he's worth 13 zuz. So is all 30 the Knas? Only the second, the additional 17, you have to pay over his value. So the nafkamina is if you're modem a knas. If you hold that the whole 30 is a knas, so then you're exempt from the whole 30. If you hold only the part above and beyond its value is a knas, so then you're exempt only from 17, but the 13 you've got to pay. Okay? It's a very cute issue. That's the question. It's not weird. Would you say it's weird?
Say it again. If you...
You have to pay 30.
Right.
His value is 17.
Right. So 13 over is the knas.
Is 13 over the knas, or is it, since the 30 is the knas, really the entire 30 is regarded as knas?
Oh, I see.
And the ramifications if you concede in the court, right?
Yeah.
You can come in. Okay. So it says the Gemara, Rematzi chlei kol shloshim knas v'yesim midom knas. Item a tapach of gimlav. Item a kol shloshim knas. You don't say all 30 is a knas. And b'shal, yeah, it doesn't pay, right? Item a yesim midom knas. We say only that which is above and beyond its value is a knas. Mishayim, he pays his value, he just doesn't pay the rest of it. So says my bringing, try and bring your proof. Tamatim learned over there. Hemi Shorchas Avdi. A guy says, your ox killed my slave. Woman Mary says, no, let me. He says, nah. Mashbiachani, take an oath. Vamra Amin. He said he took an oath. Now, it turns out he lied. In fact, it was his ox. So, Palter, he doesn't have to bring a carbon shvua. So what do we see here from the fact that he doesn't have to bring a carbon shvua? Why should he not have to bring a carbon shvua if he lied? It must be because you only bring a carbon shvua if you lied on a pre-existing obligation. But a knas must not be a pre-existing obligation, right? At least that's why it would seem that you're exempt from carbon shvua. In other words, what incentive for taking carbon shvua? It would be money, nothing. If you're exempt from taking carbon shvua, it must be because it's considered to be something else. What is it considered? It must be considered to be knas, right? And knas is something else. Says the Gemara, Amrei Charekum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, you know, that may be true. So the Chori want to say from here that if it says potor, so it means you're potor altogether, and that means it must be that it's all considered to be a knas, right? Amrei Charekum Rabbi Yossi, Chagai said from Rabbi Yossi, no. The part you can explain it, Shehem is Eved Mukashchin. You can say it's about a case where the slave that was killed was a leper, and therefore his value was
zilch.
That's where it's all a knas, and that's why if you take a false oath, you don't bring a carbon shvua on it. But where the evidence is actually worth money, maybe the part of money which he's worth is not a knas, but rather a payment, and they're not a fine, but a payment, and maybe there the parameters are different. Says the Gemara. Omar Lo, so he said to him, Emor de Basra, look at the following case there. It's a case in the Braisa. Haim is Shorchas Beni. If a guy says, your ox killed my son, and the owner of the ox says, it's not true, Mashbiachani, the owner of the, well, actually the father says, I make you take an oath. Vamar Amen, and he says, Amen. So what do you, defendant says, Amen, it wasn't my ox, right? Chayev. So in that case, if he was lying, it has to be a carbon shvua. So says the Gemara, why is there being a carbon shvua if he's lying? Potter mukashchin, we have potter. Say it's talking about the mukashchin, and he should be living potter altogether. Because of knas, right? Chayev means chayev a carbon shvua. But she example, if we're talking about that he has no value, so she means Emma Korban Shua, because now you take a Shua on. Says Moram Rabbi Chagai Kum Rabbi Yossi, Tipotter Kaman Domar, it's going to be opinion, it says, Venosam Pidio Nafsho Shom Mazik. It's going to according to opinion, which holds that when you pay Pidio Nefesh, you pay Pidio Nefesh of the damager. Now this is a case where you have an ox which gores somebody to death. You have to pay kofar. You have to pay a ransom. Whose ransom do you have to pay? Your ransom because you did an evil deed and let your ox go on a rampage? Or is the guy who was killed, his value is ransom because you're atoning for his death, right? So he says, Amar Chagai Kum Rabbi Yossi, Tipotek Manamar Benosa Pidio Nafshu Shamazik. We're talking about the opinion who holds that when you give kofar, you give him ransom, you go according to the mazik, to the person who damaged, not the damagee, right? The person who killed, or whose ox killed, to be more accurate, not the person who was killed. So it says, Armalev, Inkaman, the Marvinos, and Pidio, Nafshu, Shemazik, Kuloknas. He said, that's not going to help you at all. You want to say it's Pidio, Nafish. What you want to say is that if it's the value of the nizak, then it's a knas, right? And there should be one second. No, because that would be knas of kapora. So kufr kapora, but the question is whether it's kapora of a penalty or a punishment.
It's kapora because otherwise you get.
Right, you're right. I'm glad you're learning Marcus properly. But the thing is that the question here is whether it's considered to be a knas or considered to be mamon. So he says, here, He wanted to say that so about the pinyan nefesh of the mazik. The mazik pays his value. As the mazik pays his value, he wants to say it's not a knas. And that's your chayav korban shvua. So the Gemara says, no. If it's the mazik's value, on the contrary, definitely going to be chayav a korban shvua. Because what's more knas? Is it more knas if you're paying for the guy who was gored to death? Or is it more knas if you're paying for the guy who's ox to the goring? If you're paying for the guy who was gored to death, there's some logic to it. It's less of a knas. But if you're paying to make mazik, it definitely is a knas. Right? So therefore... Yeah, so therefore, if you're going to say it's the main mazik, which you're paying here, so it's more of a knas, more reason to be putter for korban shvua. That's the thing, right? He's saying that... the whole thing is a knas, so therefore it should definitely be potter from a korban shvua. Right. Yet it says here chayev, right? It says in the sefer, let's look at it, it says in the sefer, hemi shorchas bini v'omer loimis, mashbiach ani v'omar omen chayev. Right? It says a chayev a korban shvua. Why is it chayev a korban shvua? Because it's my opinion, it's a knas, and a knas there's no korban shvua. All right, the Gemara doesn't answer that. Says Gemara, Mao shiyomu lo, say it is shemayim. Now this is also not in the Bavli. If a guy gets off the hook because it's a guy gets off the hook from paying because it's a he's made of a knas. You can see it's a knas, right? So do we tell him, but still, even though basic can't be mechayev you, you should do it in order to fulfill the heavenly decree. Meaning that we can't be mechayev you, but in heaven they would have wanted you to be chayev, because obviously you committed a heinous act. So for his own kapara, does he have to give the knas, which he doesn't have to give based on the legal system? So he says, my Shmini Radel, it's around from here. Maisara Gamil's Maisara Gamil Shipil Shane Tavi Abdo. He knocked out the tooth of Tavi's slave. Now, he was very happy because Tavi was his favorite slave and wanted to release him. Asa Gabi Rabbi Yeshua said, what? No. Asa Gabi Rabbi Yeshua said, came from Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar Leitzer, so he said to Rabbi Yeshua, Tavi Abdi, Tavi my servant, Matsasi Ula Shachar, I found a ruse to get him out of slavery. Not just a ruse, a reason actually, because he actually should be exempt from slavery because I knocked out his tooth. Amar Yisrael Yeshua said, "Umabi otcha, what do you have in your hand to sustain this? Vein knasas ela bebeisin ve'edim. We can only be mechayev the knas and to release Tavi if you have edim that you beat him and you come to court and beisin for the decrees and you have no proper witnesses to this respect. So." You have to leave Tavi a slave. So says Ma the Abbey Sufmir, Vyomalo Tse de Shemai. Let them say to him, well, it's true we can't force him to free Tavi, but you should free Tavi in order to be a tzaddik, right? So what does this teach us? Adam Rush, Enermin Lo, Tse de Shemai, must not tell the fellow who's Moedib Knas that he has to be Yotse de Shemai. So here on Gamil, since he was Moedib Knas, he has to keep Tavi a slave because we don't want to take him. Go be Yotse de Shemai. It's a fascinating thing. He blew it. He shouldn't have waited with Knas. He shouldn't have come to court. He should have waited with their Adim. I guess there were no Adim to come. Probably there were no Adim who were going to come. So therefore, no matter when he came, he would have been motive with Knas. I guess that's the pshat.
Well, this also impacts upon the reason that the ongoing obligation. So
that's
why in all cases.
Right. It seems that it wouldn't apply here. But then again, one could say that... here it's different. Normally it would apply in all cases, we wouldn't have to have this question. But here we have a unique problem which you have to deal with, which is, you know, you can't provide aiding and abetting to goyim. I mean, not to goyim, to avod. You know, because it says, the olam bayim ta'avodu.
Yeah.
Aiding and abetting is the wrong term. You can't put them on the Underground Railroad. Because Zolim Ben Tavol, you have to keep them working. So therefore here, even if you might say that Vasisa Yashav HaTov would normally dictate your behavior, but here unless you're at least Mukhiv Latzisi De Shemayim, you have the imperative of Lolam Bem Tavodu. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
So that would overcome Vasisa Yashav HaTov. And really, this is really the Chazam Sofer at the bottom says it.
Does he really?
Basically. He doesn't ask your question your way, but he says that he does explain the Sugya more or less the way I'm explaining to you now. So name it. So says the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel, not confused with Rabbi Gamliel. Not more named Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Avina. Rabbi Gamliel the Tana. Kimad the Marmutal Shachro. Does he hold it's permitted to release a slave? Then we know it's also. And Moses said no. Kol Garmo, his entire premise. Amra tells us she also Shachro. Now let the free slave. You okay, and if not, loyal Shachar, the moment he liked him. So it must be, on the contrary, that it's awesome to release his slave, and he was looking for an excuse to release him. Okay? It says in the Mishnah for a minute. Narashi Spatata is really an artificial distinction between the third and fourth pair. Narashi Spatata, there's no tzar. But in case of there is tzar, where it's by an onus, by a rape, bitfusa, you hold it in abeyance I made a big mistake. The time of this, a girl who's grabbed. Tfusa means a girl who's grabbed. So it's a girl who underwent onus. But sorry, but tfusa, if there's a case of a girl who was grabbed and she underwent anguish, then that goes to the father as well. Now, Amda Bedin, if she went to court, Achlo Mesa, before her father died, Harein Shalav, then the money belongs to the father. Mesa, when the father dies, Harein Shalav, it goes to her brothers, because they inherited. Lois Biglav, Mesa, she didn't come to court, Achlo Mesa, before her father died, Harein Shalav, so she gets to keep the money herself. Okay? Matananara, who's the author of our mission, which says specifically a Nara, between 12 and 12 and a half? Right, man, as you said previously, Barak Rabbanah, Makur Rabbanah, Afilu Kitana. Even by Kitana, the halacha is that all this stuff goes to her father. She gets all the stuff and goes to her father. Vatzar b'tfusa, and the tzar in a girl who's grabbed, that's banusa. That's by a girl's rape. The local Rabbi Shimon, son of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon pointed this on his mina tzar. We learned yesterday Rabbi Shimon exempts an onus from tzar because just doing what would have happened later on. So this mission is obviously not telling you because the mission holds the tzar in the process. Akadun for my boy machas biya in the sense stuff which has to do which is related to the relations. Avo chavaba. What, however, if that goes to the father? What if he beat her? Simeas eno. Not the father, but somebody else beat her. Simeon Sena blinded the girl. Cut the siyata, cut off her arm. Shibas Ravla, cut off her foot. Lami Mishali. In that case, who gets paid? Her or a father? Lo Lavia. For bodily harm to her. Rabbi Yochum and Nelson Lavia give it to her father. Rabbi Shimon Lakishomer, no Saint Latzma. She keeps it herself. Now, what's this based on this machlokas? Mizbar Sover Rabbi Shimon Lakish, is it the Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds Shemaaseh Shloach Shetivkar that her handiwork is hers until she grows to be 12 and a half, and therefore she gets to keep the damage to herself? Whereas Rabbi Yochamar hers are, they're hers from the time she's 12 to the time she's 12 and a half, and therefore she gets to keep herself. Rabbi Yochamar and Rabbi Yochan holds Mi Bogra Ve'elach. That, no, it's only from the time she becomes 12 and a half that she gets to keep this stuff, but not when she's under 12 and a half. And based on this, what we would say is that the machlokas between... who is the antagonist here? I made a mistake in translating the last line. Rishim lo shavim mishav ma'ase derech lo ad shetiv gan until she becomes a bogeres as well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar mi bogra. No, not as well. Again, I made the same mistake. Rishim lo shavim ma'ase derech lo ad shetiv gan. The money is hers until bagrus, right? Rabbi Yochanan until she becomes 12 and a half. Rabbi Yochanan Amar mi bogura ve'elech. Even after she becomes a bogeres, the money goes to her father. That's where I made the mistake. Okay. That's my clock is not brought down to Bavli. The Bavli holds Maaseya there. Anything she makes goes to her father. And you're going to have to pass a Kol Shvach Nureh L'Aviyah. B'Nureh Beis Aviyah. Kol Shvach Nureh, anything she makes goes to her father. So as long as she's in her father's house, her Maaseya dime, her handiwork, the profit from her handiwork goes to her father. But Yushami's actually bringing that on my clock. The Shema Lugish says that at some point she gets it herself, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, she doesn't get it herself. Right? She has to give it to her father. So Rabbi Amishai Rehilu said, Achas Bogra Pligin. He wanted to say differently. He said, no. The Machlok is only until she's a Bogeres. A Bogra Ve'elef, but once she becomes a Bogeres, 12 and a half, Kol Amamoide, everybody agrees, Shein Shalatz, but she gets to keep it herself. Okay, so what's Machlok? It says Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Amishai says, Machlok says, until the time she becomes a Bulgaris, until the time she becomes 12 and a half, who gets the Maaseh Adayim? As I said in the Bavli, it's partial that it all goes to the husband, right? But, to the father. Bin Rabbi Beis Aviyah. But the Yerushalmi, Ultimate Chodesh, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that when she's a Nara, the Shevach goes to her father. Reish Lakish, which is like the Bavli, Reish Lakish holds no, goes to her herself, right? So says the Gemara, Masis Masayi Dei, Masis Adam Masayi Dei, and Brisa, which is proof to each one of them. Masis Masayi Rabbi Yochanan, what's Brisa of Rabbi Yochanan, which says that even when she's a Bogeres, he gets to get the money. It says Achol Bivno Vito, somebody who damages the daughter and son Shel Chaver of his friend. For the son, he gives it immediately. For the daughter, whatever, Yasabem Skula, he makes her something which is continuously bears fruit, such as a fruit tree. And he gets to eat the fruit until she becomes an adult, at which point she takes over the fruit of the tree. So what do we see here is a brisa like Rabbi Yochanan. How is this Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says here, that what? His father gets the money, right? Here it says explicitly that if it's somebody else's friend,
well, the father gets the payros until she reaches of age.
What?
School, he gets the school until she comes of age.
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, so, okay. So, because the way the Carmen explains, like you, is that the proof is from the fact that he has to get something which will bear fruit, and he gets to keep the fruit until she becomes an adult. So that means that the Maaseh Adayim go to him until she becomes an adult. That's right. Very good. So, Rabbi Yudah said, the son will learn the following brisa with its ratio and safe as a proof to ratio melokish. It says, Achoyvo bebito ktan, if somebody damages his own minor daughter, where does the money go? To her, to the minor herself. The father who did this is exempt from the boshes of Pagam, of course, because the boshes of Pagam will go to him anyway. That doesn't change. If other people damage a girl, she gets the damages, and the rest of the boshes of Pagam, the shai here is something else. The shai is the sheves. The sheves means she can't work. There's a payment because your daughter can't work. And for the amount of times you can't work, you get compensated for that. The reason why that compensation goes to the father, and Isaac can't explain here, is because, or at least, you know, you make from it, you buy some real estate and you grow food and the food goes to the father, is because the father has the ultimate right over Sheves. The reason why he has the ultimate right over Sheves is because he has the right to marry her off. And as long as she's sick, you know, as long as she's unemployed, she's not marriageable, right? So therefore, since that's the case, it's actually a loss for him. So therefore, they place this thing under his jurisdiction. I'm not sure I explained that properly. Do you know what I was trying to say? That the Sheves, Shar is Sheves, right? The unemployment goes to him. So Yaseb Bohem, at least partially, Yaseb Bohem Skula, make for him a Skula, and he gets it while while she's still in his house. Uboshi become a Shalavia, and Uboshi Gam go to her father, right? Now, that's a riot to Reish Lakish, because we see explicitly that the stuff goes to her herself. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that everything goes by Hamad Abedin when she comes to court. Now this actually is in contradiction, or actually is a surgical malchus we learned last night and the night before, I forget already. What determines the status of the knas? So Malchum is Mei Markai, what told you that it goes after the time she comes to court? Tanya Shimon Chai says, I'll tell you what, because one post says, Menasal and Ari you give to the girl. The other post says, Menasal and Avi and Ari you give to the father of the girl. Okay, so how do we reconcile those two psukim? Of the Bedina Shalom Mesavi, if she went to court before her father died, so then her father already got the results of the court case as his chus, right? Ashkechas, Amar Menasal and Avi and Ara. That's what works that you give to the father of the girl. Mesavia, if her father died before she got to court, and therefore the court could not reward it to him, but only to her. So then that's the case of Ashkechas Omar, and that's where she gets it herself. Now, on the Bedina Chalobogra, let's say she went to court before she became Bogeret, of course she came 12 and a half. And then she came 12 and a half. Ashkechas Omar, in this case we find that you say, that Venosa Lavi and Arua you give to the father, right? Misha Bogra, however, she only got to court once she was over 12 and a half, in that case, you say, she herself gets it. Why is it that she gets herself for herself? We know immediately that if her father predeceased her court date, she gets herself, and it doesn't go to her father's heirs, to her brothers. Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yochum said, I'll tell you why. You should leave, bequeath your slaves over to your children as an inheritance. Livnechem, also livnechem. Your slaves can't be inherited. Eben osechel livnechem. However, your daughters can't be inherited. And therefore, if the father dies before they get to court, so then the knas goes to her. It's not inherited, not bequeathed to, and inherited by the kids of the father who didn't make it. A beknas, a kosum adaber. And this passage is talking about knas. Okay, so therefore what it's going to tell us is that the brothers don't have any jurisdiction in the knas, unlike a regular Yerusha. And that's why the father dies before the court case. So the knas goes to her. Tanya Rebbe Chiya said, Ein lo, and the brothers don't get lo b'knasei abas, not in the knosos, not in the fines, lo b'knasei, not what she gets for her seduction, lo b'chavaleh, not what she gets for being wounded, knas. Ein lo say mischayv. Now I just want to do one more line, which harks back, and we'll come back to this on Monday. Emosai Mischayev, when do we become Chayev and Knas? So obviously it seems to be the subject of our Mishnah. Mishnah is the same as you become Chayev and Knas for the time you go to case, court. But it's actually Machlokas Amoroyim. The question is how to reconcile that Mishnah. Rabbi Yonah Omer Mishor Rishoyah. Here it says you become Chayev and Knas from the moment you committed the Avera. Rabbi Yosef Omer himself only when he gets we had a general case for Misha. We'll come back to it on Monday.